You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, and we've been looking at several Bible incidents where we put ourselves in those things, and we saw where Jesus and the Father loving people. Because what you need to do is you need to put yourself now in those people's positions. Put yourself in Adam's position where God shows love to him. Put yourself in the position of the prodigal son and even the older son and see the Father loving you and giving to you completely, not beating you. See yourself as the woman caught in sin in the very act and Jesus not throwing her away but loving her. And if you've missed any part of this, and again, even if you haven't missed it and you need to hear it over and over again, go to KurtOwen.com, subscribe for our podcast and stuff. Listen to these things over and over. Get them down on the inside of you. Get these things down on the inside of your spirit so that nobody can take them away from you. Okay? That this is so important. Get them down on the inside of you. Now, I want to finish up with this part, and then we need to transition a little bit. This is at the end of John chapter 8, after he's dealt with the woman caught in adultery in the very act. And he's asked if she has been condemned. Where are those accusers? Has anyone condemned you? She says, no one, Lord. Then she doesn't get up and leave, right? She doesn't run off. Why? She has no reason to. She has no reason to run from God anymore. She has no reason to run. Even though she was caught in adultery in the very act, she is not running from the presence of God. She stays right there. Why? Because she saw love like she'd never seen before. She saw someone that looked at only her. And then she says, neither do I condemn you. We saw that Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And then we see where he says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Now, again, he spoke to them. He's turning back to the congregation because remember, this entire story has happened in a church service. Okay? The preachers have run in with this half-naked lady, and this is all happening. And now Jesus is turning back to the crowd, and he says, I am the light of the world. In other words, this is the way the light of the world acts. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. So he's showing something here. This is the way I want people treated when they are in sin. Love them. Now, does that mean that you say your sin is okay? No, because he didn't. What does he say? Go and sin no more. Did he judge her actions? Yes. It was sin. See, I can tell you you're in sin and I can still love you. You know, I'm so tired of people telling me that I hate homosexuals because I say that homosexuality is a sin. That's not true. Because if that was true, when he said you're in sin to this woman, he would have been expressing hatred. And he wasn't. He was warning her. This will kill you. Do I say that homosexuality is a sin? Yes. Do I hate the homosexual? I do not. Not at all. In fact, that's one of the reasons I'm warning them, because sin brings a bungee cord attached to death. But see, this isn't just true of homosexuals, because the church likes to pick on homosexuals, but let's talk about the adulterers. Let's talk about, you know, it's funny how we like to talk about these big things, but what about you who holds malice in your heart towards a brother? What about you who has unforgiveness? What about you who lies against your brother? What about you who, you know, doesn't put God first? I'm not condemning you either. I'm telling you that there is love unimagined available to you, and Jesus is not condemning you. Jesus doesn't condemn the homosexual, and neither am I. Jesus does not condemn the adulteress, and neither will I. Am I willing to say, it's okay, darling, just live with the way you want to live? No, I am not. Am I willing to say that everybody, that sin is okay? No, I am not. But am I going to sit here and beat you up over it? Nope. Because Jesus didn't beat this woman up over it. And he said, this is the way the light of the world works. Show them love. Show them compassion. Do not show them condemnation. And it'll draw people. Now, so what is it that we can expect? This, we should see this. I guess I need to back up here for just a second. If you are in sin, if you're any of the people that I just mentioned, whether you're the homosexual, you're the adulterer, you're the liar, you're the gossiper, you're the person who doesn't put God first, because, a lot of times people, there's more people in that sin that do not love God with all, that have not put God first than any other sin, in my opinion. But how should we react when we sin? How should you react when you lie? How should you react when you commit adultery? How should you react if you steal? First, run to Jesus. Don't run away from him. Run to him. He's not going to condemn you, but he's going to help you get out of it. He does not want you to stay there. He did not tell this woman, just go ahead on back. Find that fella they caught you with and finish up. That's not what he said. He said, it's sin. Don't do that again. Don't do that. But the love, show them love that draws people to repentance. Because ultimately, Jesus desires to treat you this way completely free of condemnation. So if you've been experiencing it, you've been wanting to come out of sin, you've been wanting to come out of darkness, but you felt like God was mad at you, he's not. If you felt like God was condemning you, he isn't. No. He actually wants to help you, and he's not condemning you either, but you need to receive his love. And ultimately, Jesus is trying to get you into a place that he can show you kindness. Now, this is going to be a big thing that we're going to get into, okay? But I want you to go with me to Ephesians chapter 2 here. And we're going to talk about what God wants to do. God desires to show you kindness. Now, it says this. This talks about, let's just start in verse 1 because you need to see this. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. You were not sick in trespasses and sins. You were dead in trespasses and sins. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power there. In other words, you followed the devil. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh. In other words, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That is not a condemnation. That is a qualifier. Guess what? Everybody needs Jesus. If you once followed the lust of the flesh, that's all right. I did. Everybody else did. Even the great apostle Paul did. He says this, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind were by the nature children of wrath just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love wherewith he loved us, even when you were dead in trespasses and sins, made us alive together in Christ. In other words, you had absolutely nothing to offer, and yet he helped you. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. You were the child of the devil, and yet he helped you. Why did he help you? For by grace have you been saved. He raised you up and made you sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, we've already covered a lot of this, I believe. We might come back to it, but I believe we've covered a lot of it. Now, notice why he did this. Why did he deliver you? In verse 7, that in the ages to come, that he might show you the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. So he's going to demonstrate his grace throughout eternity through his kindness. Now, in the ages to come, you understand that that's the very next day, right? In the ages to come, it means it's coming. Now, some people have said, well, that's in heaven. So what you're saying is, and I'm going to prove to you scripturally that's not true. But what you're saying is God desires to be kind to me throughout eternity, but he won't be kind to me right now. That's illogical. If I want to be kind to you for the next 120 trillion years, why would I not want to be kind to you right now? That's just stupid. If I want to be kind to you for the next 120 trillion years, then I want to be kind to you right now. Now, notice here, that's what why he did this. He wanted to show you the exceeding riches of his grace. This is what he wanted to do. For the rest of eternity, he wanted to show you grace through kindness. God demonstrates his grace through kindness. God desires to be kind to you. God wants to be kind to you. So when you pray, I want to go back to this, and you releasing your faith, you are releasing faith. You're praying to somebody that wants to be kind to you. You're asking for help from somebody that wants to be kind to you, that desires to be kind to you, that is in love with you and desires to do good to you. That is the person that you're talking to. God desires to be kind to you. God wants to be kind to you, not just today, but every day for the rest of eternity, for the next 120 trillion years. And he made this possible through Christ Jesus. Christ means to be anointed. The anointed Jesus was anointed to bring you to the place that God could be kind to you. God could show you kindness. This is what he wanted. He wanted to be kind to Adam. And then Adam made choices that prevented him from being kind. So what did he do? He sent Jesus. Why? So that he could get you to a place he could be kind to you again. And not just now, forevermore. Get this through, and you need to think about this today. God desires to be kind to you. And I'm going to give you some more scriptures tomorrow. God wants to be kind. God desires to be kind. It is God's will to be kind to you. God is in love with you. God wants to help you. God desires to bless you. Why? Because he wants to be kind to you. When you ask for healing, you know who you're asking? Somebody who desires to be kind to you. When you need finances, you're asking somebody that wants to be kind to you. When you need help in dealing with a situation, you're talking to somebody that wants to be kind to you. You need to remember that. God is not against you. God wants to be kind to you. Pay attention to these important announcements.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His Word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing.